Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Atlanta Falcons and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? The draft is over, man. What a roller coaster ride it was, right? All of the buildup that me and you, our whole team did leading up to the draft. Finally happened last week, right, on Thursday and Friday, a little bit Saturday, and just watching all the teams, watching the Falcons, of course, pick these players, these future Hall of Famers, hopefully. It's always fun to watch. A lot of surprises, right, trades being made, a lot of draft picks being thrown around and traded from team to team, but a real good experience in Vegas, and I think the Falcons had a very good night.
Absolutely. The Falcons had an amazing night. And for all of us that are watching, including myself and Logan, because we were really enjoying it, we were thinking, okay, where will things land? Because guess what? We broadcast live from Atlanta, Georgia, every single week. And if you've been joining us for any amount of time, you know that every Monday morning, live here on YouTube and Facebook, we come to you and bring you our show. Not only that, every single day, pretty much, we put out a new podcast over on any podcast network that you listen to, including Apple and Spotify. So we super appreciate you listening through the draft. And now, without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, the Atlanta Falcons, where did we end up? How happy are we? And what's going on?
Well, let's go through these draft picks. The first one you see up there, front and center, the number 8 overall selection in the first round. They went with Drake London, the wide receiver from USC. Now, not going to lie, Jeremiah, looking on Twitter, a lot of Falcons fans were not happy about this pick, and let me tell you why. Because when you looked at him, right, I think the biggest get that the Falcons needed was an edge rusher, someone who can get to the quarterback, someone who can apply pressure. And I feel that, you know, number 8, you have the world at your hands pretty much. I mean, I know a lot of the big guys were gone, but you still have a few good selections. But I understand because they desperately need some wide receiver help as well, because with, you know, Calvin Ridley being suspended for a handful of games, it's pretty much just Kyle Pitts going to be running that offense, and you need a little bit more help than that. So with a new quarterback, you know, with Marcus Mariota, who they're going to rock with this year, they need some help on the offense. So they went with Drake London. I mean, he was I feel like he was a very good pick, just because you need someone who can facilitate if Pitts is being double teamed, if, you know, it just someone else you can throw to and who's a big playmaker as well. So I like the pick. Some people thought it was a little bit of a reach, but I feel like they needed to get a wide receiver. And especially with, you know, with the Falcons only having that first round pick, then, man, all the other wide receivers were gone pretty much, at least all the big-name ones by the time they picked next. On to round 2, pick 38. They went with the edge rusher, like I said they needed, with Arnold Ebikadi, the young man from Penn State University. Really good pass rusher in college. I think he will definitely step in as a team leader on that defense, someone who will probably lead the team in sacks all often because they had, I believe, 16 sacks as a team in, what, 17, 18 games. So They need someone who can get to the quarterback, and that's exactly why they went with a young man from Penn State. Glad that he went to the Falcons. He's a good technician, and I think he'll do very well for the Falcons for a long time, hopefully. Then not too much later, right, 20 picks later, round two, pick 58, they went with a linebacker because they need some linebacking help as well, because they lost their leading tackler at linebacker this past offseason, so you've got to have someone to replace him. They went with Troy Anderson from Montana State, of all places, right? You never hear about Montana State, and this guy was pretty – he is a gadget player, right? He played a little bit of – he played some running back in college even. He scored a good bit. He's played all over the field, and not, like I said, on offense and defense in college. He ran a 4.42 40 at the combine, so he's got some really good speed to him. And it might be one of those where you see the school, it's like, I don't even know where Montana State is on a map. But this guy, he's going to be a gamer. He is going to really come out and shine, I think. He's going to be, if you can put him on special teams and he's going to do some good work, you can put him in some packages just early off rip, and he can do good. So I like this pick because he is a gadget player. He can do a lot on the field, and he will you'll see him on the field on Sundays in some capacity. I can guarantee that each and every single week. Going on to the third round, pick 74, they went with a quarterback. They got Marcus Mariota as their starter, and they're going to go with the future here with Desmond Ridder, the quarterback from Cincinnati. A lot of people compared Ridder to Mariota in terms of their play style, so it fits. With Coach Smith, of course, you know that they run that offense where you don't have to have the biggest arm, but if you're mobile, you can get things done. You're pretty much going to fit in here. So I like the pick of Ridder. He was probably the best fit in terms of the Falcons' offense. Some people might have thought they could have went with the Malik Willis, who was still available at the time. But I think looking at it now with a couple of days behind us, that Ridder fits the Falcons' system more than Willis would. So I feel like it's a good pick. Obviously, he's going to sit the bench, I think, this year, unless Mariota just does not have a good season. Learn the playbook, just get some season on him, right? Get the feel of an NFL season. And, I mean, this is the guy we're going to be looking for to put in some work as the leader for the Falcons in a couple of years. And I think that he'll be a good starter for many years to come. Going into the third round, keeping it there, right, we got pick 82, so not much later. We have another edge rusher by the name of D'Angelo Malone coming out of Western Kentucky. Super athletic guy. And a lot of people were picking the Falcons to draft him and a lot of mock drafts. And sure enough, they went with him. Very good pass rusher, not the best run stopper in the league, but I feel that with the league, especially being more pass heavy now, that you can kind of get away with not being the greatest run stopper in the world and get things done. So I think another good pick by the Falcons. They need some more edge rushers, and they got a good pick here. Didn't have a fourth round pick, but in the fifth round, they went with a running back by the name of Tyler Allgeier from BYU. A bit of a very crowded running back room now with the Falcons. They have a handful of running backs now, including Tyler here. So I feel that you'll see him a little bit, not a whole lot this upcoming season. I feel that he'll be able to sit the bench some. You can throw some packages, of course, for this young man. He can get on the field. But I don't expect him to contribute right away to the Falcons' success. But in a future date, I think he'll definitely see the field a little bit more. Just because, like I said, that depth chart is very much crowded right now. And usually with the rookie coming off the board in the fifth round, it's going to be a little bit tougher for him to crack a bigger role right off the bat. So I'm not expecting a whole lot from him this season. But I do expect him to see the field a decent amount. Going into the sixth round, we have our final two selections here. And, you know, the Falcons stayed at home, Jeremiah. But you see it on the screen. You see them in the back there. They went with the national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs, both picks in the sixth round. Pick 190, they went with a guard of Justin Schaefer, a left guard, really good mean streak. Like I said, the Falcons need some help on that offensive line. I feel that he'll come in as kind of a backup role to begin, probably to Jalen Mayfield, but who they drafted previous season. But I feel that this young man, he's talented. He is someone who you might not need him ASAP right away, but give him a couple of years, give him a little bit of time, give him some training camp and some just some preseason and whatnot to get the feel, the flow of the game. And I mean, this is a guy who you could come in here, right? If Mayfield doesn't have the best season, then you could definitely slot him in there going into maybe 2022, the end of it, going into 2023, perhaps. So someone who might not contribute a whole lot off the rip this upcoming year, but someone with a lot of upside they got in the sixth round. And finally, their last selection, they got tight end John Fitzpatrick, also from Georgia. Like I said, they got Kyle Pitts last year, right? The multiversal tight end who can do everything. They got Fitzpatrick because he is a very good blocker when it comes to his position. He might not be the flashiest. He might not get you the most yards. He might not get you a bunch of touchdowns. But you need a good run blocker. You need a good pass blocker in this league. And that's exactly where they picked him up with their final selection. He'll be competing on the bottom end of the depth chart for the tight end position. But I feel like they had to go with somebody with Lee Smith retiring. I think we'll definitely see Fitzpatrick on the field this season. He'll get a handful of catches, right? Nothing crazy. But his primary role is going to be just to protect Mariota, protect some running backs. And I think that we'll see a good bit of him this upcoming season. But all in all, I think the Falcons did a very solid job. I'll give them a B on the grading this year in terms of their draft picks. So very solid. It's not going to be the greatest season just because you're getting a lot of rookies. You lost a lot of guys this past year. And, I mean, they could pull something out. You never know. We've seen a lot of Cinderella stories in football, man. But I like the early picks they got, right? They got Drake London, who's going to be a big factor overall. I like Ebikadi, Malone. I think they're going to slide in nice on the defense. Ritter's the future. So, I'm sure we're all going to see if Mariota has a bad game. We're all going to see on Facebook and YouTube all of our lovely commenters just saying, man, we got to put this guy in. But give it time. I think it'll be fine. And then, of course, go with Georgia, go with the running back, and then all the other guys. I think that the Falcons did a very good job this year, and we'll see how these guys can progress and how they'll do in the future.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, we want to know what you think. Are you an Atlanta Falcons fan? Do you want to see them go huge this year? How do you feel about the picks from the draft? We want to hear from you. So if you're watching us on our video version, you can put it down in the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you so much. Everyone listening to our podcast has been helping us to grow to over 850 episodes. We're going to hit 900 very, very soon. Or what? Are we right on top of 900?
We are right. I think we're at like 896. So we're going to hit this week for sure.
896 episodes of our podcast. So thank you so much. We would not do this all day, all week, and put these out with all the work that Logan does if we were not getting listeners. And we are getting listeners, and you are those listeners. So thank you so much. You can listen to us over on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere, Google Podcast, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, we are there for you. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. You'll see our football on the 50-yard line ready to go. And then keep this in mind. Out of those nearly 900 episodes, hundreds and hundreds of episodes are what we refer to as evergreen. That means you could go back and listen to them anytime, year after year. And we have incredible interviews with classic players, history specials, recaps of amazing games, recaps of how the last few drafts have went. It's a great thing to go back and to see where people's careers have progressed from the beginning when we were covering them. And we've been covering football for so long that you could go back and listen to when we were talking about draft picks from 2 and 3 years ago, and you can actually see where those players have progressed in their career since then. So that's a great way to hang out. And when you're on your way to work in the morning, when you're having your lunch at work, or if you work from home on your way back home, or if you're a driver and you're in your car or your van all day long delivering packages or helping people get from place to place, you can just put 100 Yards of Football on in the background. So we just want to say thank you once again to all of our great listeners and watchers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and you've been listening to our expert host, Logan Landers, give a recap of the Atlanta Falcons NFL draft team for 2022. We'll be right back with another live video. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.